Hi, this is Sarah Coleman, and I am I'm interviewing Dante Tebbs. Dante, could you please introduce yourself?
Hi, everybody. My name is Dante Tebbs.
Okay, and could you just let us know what's going on down at ECI, please?
Here, ECI institution. I've been housed here since 2011. And I've had a downhill trip since. The main thing is, it's the MCE job thing that we have down here. I've been working here since 2012, and I've been a great worker. And just over the last past years, we've been doing work, so much, which I don't have a problem with, because I have to feed myself and feed my family and just take care of myself. I have been being a great worker, and on this day that all this has happened, which was last month, I think the 28th, I'm not sure, I can't even remember, but this day, I had decided to take off, because it felt great outside, and I wanted to go outside so I could work out and just walk around, and after my actions, I was told that, I was being fired from my position at the MCE program. For standing up for some type of riot, which was not possible, because I wrote down why I took off, which was because I said I wanted to go outside, walk around and work out. So, that's the main problem. And I've just been trying to, find out, what's going on. And I've just been seeking help.
Okay, and to put everybody up to speed, I believe there was a protest. There's an east and a west side there at ECI, and apparently the east side. Do you know why the east side was protesting? What were they?
Not even to my knowledge. That was the east side, and this is the west side. We're on an hour difference of a schedule, so I believe.
And you guys are allowed 4 days per MCE, four days a month. You have excused absences, right? Absolutely.
Yes.
So because you happen to, and along with other guys, you happen to take the day off that they were protesting, and it was a peaceful protest.
Yeah.
Even if you guys were a part of that, what does that say that they would take your job? And you're on the honor tier as well, right? So they're taking away your status on the honor tier. They've taken your job. I heard that they're threatening if anyone doesn't sign it, or that they're threatening you guys with 3 weeks being on lockup, and then aren't they going to reclassify you guys or something like that?
Yes, they say they are reclassing everyone that took off that day or.
So you guys have basically been blackballed.
Yes.
Wow.
Straight like that.
It's okay.
Yes.
It's okay. And could you also, so I understand that a young man ended up, he was made aware that they took his job away, and then he committed suicide the very next morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, I talked to his cell buddy, and
just about, and that was a friend of mine. We used to play the video game together, workout, that was my workout partner at work.
What was it? It was Shay Johnson, right?
Yes, Jordan.
Yeah, Shay Jordan. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes,
and could you tell me something about him?
He was a great guy. He was young. We liked to work out together. We worked out together at work when I was lunch break. Every day from Monday to Friday, we'd work out, we'd talk. He always smiled. Every time he seen me, you know, he asked me, was I okay? And the day before this happened with him, he asked me, was I okay? And I was like, yeah, we like to lift each other up. And like I said, I was good. I was walking by myself. I just was in my peaceful world. And the next day, this happened. And I still remain stuck, I don't know, you know, what happened with that. I know, everybody here is under a lot. You know, just being incarcerated, we go through so much.
Yeah.
You know, mentally and physically. You know, and, I just never expected that. And I just know that, it's this place. This shit has set us down from our families. They was giving us nothing. They give us 15 minutes for a shower and a phone call. Sometimes out here with these phone systems, it takes 5 minutes to get through on the phone.
Yeah.
And you got to say your name 50 times. And sometimes I get on the phone with my family and I only have time to say, I love y'all. I hope we be all soon. I'll talk to you soon as I could.
Wow.
Yes.
I want you to know, I don't know you, Dante. I can't imagine. I mean, I imagine that the morale there is probably low and whatnot. And if you could just, you know, let the guys know that there are people out here. I mean, I'm telling Jamel, is just amazing. You understand what I'm saying? First and foremost, let me just put that out there. He is just absolutely amazing. I'm glad that you have a support system, but if you could just let the guys know, you understand what I'm saying, that you definitely came to the right person and stuff. You guys definitely matter. You understand what I'm saying? And I will do everything within my power to let them know about Shay Jordan. I will let them know what they're doing to you guys. I will make sure that they are held accountable. You understand what I'm saying, for what they've done. And I pray that none of you, you know, are in despair like that, that you feel like you want to take your life, because you guys, if you don't matter to them, you understand what I'm saying? You certainly matter. I was explaining to Jamel, my only son was murdered December the 16th, 2015. My brother was murdered 8 months to the day the day that I went to forgive the young man that killed my son. I had to go back that same day and break my father's heart, let him know his youngest son was murdered. And years back, my sister was murdered. Even with all that tragedy, you understand what I'm saying? I still have compassion and I still believe in you guys, in some of you guys' capacity to change. And I just think that it's horrible that it's people that look like us. You understand what I'm saying? Our own people, you know, Africans coming over here. You understand what I'm saying? Getting jobs and stuff. They come from an oppressed place themselves, and then they want to be oppressors. You know, I have a problem with that. I have a problem with our own people. You understand what I'm saying? This is a job that they have to do, but they can be okay that a young man was here 1 minute and the next minute he hangs himself and they go back to business as usual. How dare them? So please let them know. You understand what I'm saying? That I promise you guys that I will do everything in my power, you understand, to make sure that you know, they can't right this wrong, but they're not going to get by with it. I promise you that.
Yes. Yeah, and I've already talked to a few guys. It's just some people aren't able to get on the phone, so they're just waiting you, and they will do that. They're in the process of doing that. I've seen this with my own eyes today, and you will. By at least Tuesday, I'm pretty sure you'll have mail from other incarcerated brothers that's in my situation.
Yeah.
And like I said earlier, I thank you for everything.
Not a problem, guys.
I really do. I appreciate everything.
Mm-hmm.
I know we probably have about 8 minutes left, probably.
Well, I'm going to let you go ahead and finish. Yeah, I'll let you finish with Jamel, but, you know, He is just absolutely amazing. I mean, he really, really is. And we are going to collectively get this, you know, we're going to get this thing done. And I appreciate you all so much. So I sent you, I also have a newsletter. I'm sending you guys a copy of my newsletter, a copy of my contract. I just need you guys to get that back to me ASAP. And then if you guys don't mind.
I'm writing you personally.
Okay.
I'm writing you personally tonight.
Okay, awesome.
I will probably be able to write you in detail things more better because I'll have time to just sit and talk and explain more.
Okay.
So, it'll be a very detailed.
Mm-hmm. Not a problem. Dante, is there anything else that you would like to share? Oops, ouch. Is there anything else that you would like to share with with my listeners? Just to let them know. I mean, this is a platform that I've created. I don't want them just to hear about you guys' crime and not know the reason behind the crime or not know. You know, I want to put a face. I want to put a voice. You understand what I'm saying? With the guys that's back there. So this platform basically is for you guys. You understand what I'm saying? I exist because of y'all. I do this. And only for those, you understand what I'm saying, that want to come out here and make a positive change. Because, you know, I don't, this is not for, you understand what I'm saying? That I'm really, you know, this is my passion. This is what I like to do. So is there anything you would like them to know? Thank you, honey.
We're here as guys like myself that are strong black men. Like,
yes.
We're here, we're incarcerated, we've grown. I know I've grown myself. I've been incarcerated for 7.5 years, and I've grown tremendously. I'm 32 years old, and many nights I look back on my younger days, and I'm like, wow, I've grown. But sometimes it goes unnoticed because we're here, we're confined, and we're often, or like every day, we just get directed or treated bad. Like, it's like no one notices us. Like, I have a strong family support. It gets out there, but it's other people like myself, that it's people that I look up to, that's grown so much, and they're bright, and that we are here, and through you, I know for sure that people will get hurt, and I will do everything that I could do to just pass on your name, your respect, your honor, and just let other people know that there is that don't even know you.
Wow.
And as I was doing today, everybody that I walked past that was in my situation, I just gave them your name and I said, write this person and tell them what's going on. I told Mel today, I said, this is the name, Google this. I said, I want you to, find out about this person because this person right here, especially this person right here, has my interest. And when I called back tonight, the call was connected. And I'm right here, so thankful, and I appreciate everything. I appreciate everything.
You guys are worthy. I mean, you really are. I am so sorry that we live in a society, you understand, that would get outraged. You know, if this was an animal, you understand, that was being mistreated, you understand, there would be outrage. And you know, that we live in a society that can do this to their own people and stuff. And I apologize on behalf of them. And I promise you that as long as the Lord gives me breath, you understand, that's why I was telling them, about the newsletter and stuff, because this thing, if I could do it off my own dime, I would. You understand what I'm saying? But this is how I eat too. You understand what I'm saying? My hope, that this is all that I do. I make myself available and whatnot. But you know what? Their ability or inability on this one right here, you understand, that's not going to deter me from helping them, because I took this personally. You know, that young man, they will know about Shay Jordan. You understand what I'm saying? And I thank you. I want you to know that, you know, well, you already know. You understand what I'm saying? I don't know you guys. I don't have to know you, to care. Yeah. So, yeah. This isn't by happenstance. I'm telling you, God is good. You'll see. You guys will see.
God is an awesome God.
Yes, he is. Well, I don't want to take all your time, Jamel. I'm sorry, honey. I know what, and he is just, let me tell you, he is amazing, even in that. And I'm going to say, you know, because I had written about that in my poem, you know, and I was explaining to Jamel, not getting off subject, you know, even about, you know, because I was thrown off a little bit, because this is the first, you know what I'm saying, you know, the first situation, you know, that you guys, you know, married and all this bunch of stuff. And I didn't know how to take that. But when I tell you that, you know, I was raised a certain way, so I was brought up to believe a certain way. But when I talk to Jamel today, and I have talked to many pastors, you know, many, you know, church, quote unquote, church people and all this bunch of stuff. But when I tell you that the Holy Spirit was present, when I was talking to him today and whatnot, I had to apologize. You understand what I'm saying? Because I went on what man said, but my spirit man bore witness today. And what you have, let me tell you something. You are fortunate. Some women don't even have what you guys have. You understand what I'm saying? And I aspire for a person to love me the way he loves you. So I will be praying for the both of you. You understand what I'm saying? Know this, Dante, that people don't have a heaven nor a hell to put you in. You understand? We got to work out our own soul and salvation. You understand what I'm saying? But you got you a good one. Let me just put that out there. You got you a great one. I'm trying to tell you. It was an honor. This right here was an honor today. It really, really was. It was an honor.
Thank you. Yeah, I speak for the brothers here, and we also, I know everybody that has ran across your name and has heard you speak. Thank you and appreciate you for being a woman that you are.
Oh,
thank you again.
You are so welcome. God bless you, okay?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, and like I said, I was sending that letter out.